Chapter 1. Lord, teach us now to pray. He taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law. Matthew 7:29.
You can almost see the sense of urgency sketched on the faces of the disciples as they circle around the master teacher. One of them, perhaps Peter, assumes the role of spokesman. Instead of asking, "Lord, teach us how to pray," he impetuously blurts out, "Lord, teach us now to pray." His words were both eager and expectant. Over and over again, he had watched the master withdraw to secluded places to pray. He had seen the serenity Jesus exuded in the aftermath, and he may have been uncertain of what made Christ's face seem as though it glowed, but of one thing he was certain. Whatever it was, he wanted it, and he wanted it now. The disciples had no doubt previously heard Jesus preach about prayer when he presented his spellbinding Sermon on the Mount, but that was a public sermon with the masses. This was an opportunity for a private session with the Master. And Jesus, sensing their urgency, knew he had what every teacher looks for: their undivided attention. There were hundreds of scriptural prayers Jesus could have drawn their attention to that day. He might have highlighted the astonishing prayer of Solomon in the second book of Chronicles. Remember that story? God told Solomon to ask for whatever he wanted. Imagine that. Just name it. It's yours. I don't know about you. I can imagine blurting out, "Lord, bless me. Give me a better swing than even Tiger Woods so that I might win the Masters golf tournament for your glory." But not Solomon. He humbly asked for wisdom and understanding instead. The Bible records that God was so pleased with his prayer that he not only made Solomon the wisest man who ever lived, but he blessed him with riches, wealth, and honor as well. Talk about a formula for success. Or Jesus might have responded by pointing his disciples to the prayers of Joshua, Jephthah, or yes, Jabez. But he didn't. Jesus knew that his disciples would never properly understand examples of prayer without understanding principles of prayer, and that's exactly why he gave us the prayer of Jesus. He didn't give us a prayer mantra. He gave us a prayer pattern, and his disciples learned that pattern well. In fact, even a cursory reading of the epistles shows just how well. Within just a few short years, they turned the Roman Empire upside down. Just as the prayer of Jesus revolutionized their lives, it can transform your life. Let me ask you a question. Was Peter speaking for you when he pleaded, "Lord, teach us now to pray"? Does Jesus have your undivided attention? Well, if he does, stay tuned as together we discover the very first secret of praying the way Jesus prayed.